The Democratic Alliance notes the decision announced by the president to extend the lockdown in South Africa by a further 2 weeks. It's obviously very difficult in the absence of empirical data and modeling to make a decision on whether this is an effective means to contain the virus. And the resulting economic fallout means that there's an even bigger threat to the lives, livelihoods, and jobs of many more South Africans, and the economy is going to be pushed into a massive tailspin. Decisions which are made at this level must be informed by scientific data, and I think that it's only fair that government starts to provide accurate data as well as the empirical measures against which success or otherwise is going to be measured, and which will determine when the lockdown is ended. The Democratic Alliance has been working tirelessly over the course of the last fortnight with industry experts, international best practice models, as well as health policy specialists to compile an alternative model which would see an easing of the level of the lockdown, but would also then keep the economy moving and move towards containing the virus. We're finalising our submission, which we'll make to the president during the course of the weekend. In the meantime, however, there are a number of steps government could take in dealing with the current lockdown and making sure that it gets credibility and buy-in from the people of South Africa. The first of these is a massive reworking of the essential goods item. It simply makes no sense that shops have got goods on their shelves that customers cannot buy, and government needs to relax these, particularly as we start to change seasons where people need to buy warmer clothes, and the current restrictions are draconian and make no sense. The testing needs to be massively ramped up during this period. It's no use having a further lockdown if we don't massively roll out testing and then provide accurate statistics as a result of it. This ridiculous notion being shared by some ministers that SMME and small business aid in their sectors will be given out based on triple B double E is absolutely unconscionable in a time of national crisis. This virus knows no race, it knows no class, it knows no color, and it is absolutely essential that the president is unequivocal that this type of race-based aid is not going to be take place, and that all businesses who qualify and meet the criteria of qualifying for aid are able to do so. And then, of course, the national budget is going to have been massively reworked. There's 16.4 million billion rand already sitting pledged to SAA. In a time of national crisis, that money needs to be repurposed, pushed into funds where it can actually assist in keeping our economy moving during this time. We need to massively cut the public sector wage bill. If politicians and the executive are going to be taking pay cuts, then the public service must be taking pay cuts as well. And this is an opportunity for the president to slash the public service wage bill. And then parliamentary oversight is going to be absolutely essential. Now, we've already seen a number of civil liberties being trampled on during this period. I think there's a lot more that Parliament can be doing. It's time for Parliament to now get off its hands and start doing the job it was elected to do, which is exercising oversight of the executive and discussing ways in which we can get the country recovering in the post-COVID environment.